Well, hey there. This is Jim, and I was just thinking as we were walking up the big hill. Headed out for my 3-mile run today. Very happy to be getting it in. If you've been following along, my plan has been to get in 5 runs a week. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. I made Sunday this week. I did not make Tuesday. So, I can still get in 4 this week. But, that'll be it for this week. It'll be an improvement, though. I think the previous week, I might have gotten in 3. So, it's just been difficult to get these runs in. Let this vehicle pass us on our right. Just been crazy. Of course, it's that time of year. Where we have less sunlight. So, getting out to do this closer to 5 gives me a lot less daylight to get this in. That is what it is. We'll hush up for a bit. Fall weather's here.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Yes, it is. Yep. That's my one neighbor. Didn't want to be apparently chattering to myself as I walked by. He was one of the cars that drove by and stopped at his mailbox to get his mail. So we're past that. The chattering can commence. And in fact, the running part can commence now. Onward. So as I've mentioned before, and I apologize if I am rehashing stuff I've said before. I have had a couple of episodes in the last month or two that are recorded and then never uploaded. And for a number of reasons. And I just did one last week. I was going to upload, I want to say it was the Sunday run, and then didn't. And since I'm going out to record again, there's no point in uploading that one. So I don't remember if the information I'm passing on was in that recording you'll never hear, or in a previous one. So again, if I'm repeating myself, apologies. This is a 3-mile run, and it is mostly non-stop. I'll take a quick walk break halfway out. So, coming up on Cementhenge, which I know I did record. Well, Cementhenge has turned now into foundation of some sort. So I don't know if he's building a building he's going to put on this, or he put up some prefab cement walls to maybe store equipment in there, or maybe store something else in there. But it looks like the bottom of a warehouse. So, you know, maybe he's gonna store supplies in there, you know? Other than that way, every once in a while when people walk by, he can jump out and go, "Supplies!" There's a bad joke. So, as we are previously discussing, I have pivoted to heart rate training. Not 100% just yet, because I don't trust the data on my Garmin watch unless I have a chest strap on, which I don't. So it's loosely heart rate based data. But I think I have to finish this week off in our step challenge, and I think we'll be far enough along that I won't need to wear this watch. I can go back to my Coros, which does give very good data for heart rate, even from a wrist sensor. I do trust that info. So there it is. Anyway, now welcome to more than middle of the month of October. So, depending upon where you live, you may be at full peak leaf change season. You may be past it already, or it may just be approaching. We have some color here, but we have, I'd say, a good week before we're at peak or near peak. Of course, interesting thing with the changing of the leaves, it's one of those, you know, I'm looking out at a small grove of trees, which is all very green right now. But, you know, 2 days from now, it might be a quarter to a third into its leaf change. It does seem like, you know, one day the leaves are green and you wake up the next day and boom, there's your color. So when it shows up, it'll probably show up rapidly. But now if I look in any direction, we don't have more than 20% at the most of color change. We're still very green here. That's from some changes over the past certainly 20 years that we've lived here. So when we moved here, this area was considered Zone 6B for the USDA hardiness zone. Well, we've officially been bumped up to Zone 7. What does that mean? Well, if you're not familiar, the hardiness zones basically indicate how cold it's expected to get where you live. So, when I lived in Syracuse was, I think still, Zone 5. I know it was Zone 5A when I lived there. Might be 5B now, but, you know, in Syracuse, every year, you can expect to get a couple days, if not a full week or more, of temperatures that are at minus 5 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, 300 miles further south, where I live, you can expect your average low temperature is probably going to be 9. It's about as cold as it gets here. Most winter days, you know, we'll drop down to 12, and that'll be it. There are entire weeks in Syracuse that the temperature didn't get above 12. So certain types of plants obviously won't tolerate the bitter cold. So that lets you know what kind of plants you can grow. So now in the 20 years we've been here, I've seen it get down to minus 1. I think even minus 2 for a short period of time, but probably 1, maybe 2 days in the 23 years we've lived here. So, not a common thing here. Single digits I've seen, but don't generally see 0. Definitely don't see a minus in front of a number. So. But in Syracuse, every winter. So anyway, apparently we have warmed a bit since we moved here. Now, that could be cyclical again. Not to get into the whole climate debate, but we are in a period of increased solar activity, which is cyclical every 11 years. So, next year, solar activity will be even stronger than it is this year. So, one should expect warming when you're having more radiation from the sun. That is science. So, but today, we have a fall day, upper 50s, mostly cloudy, some breaks of sun, or at least some breaks of sky. Don't actually see the sun. And it's good running weather. So, here we are. Of course, I'm clipping along at 7:17 minutes per kilometer right now. doing that because my race in December, basically about 6 weeks away, is in kilometers. So if everything goes well, this will be another week of base miles and a longish run on the weekend. And then hopefully next week we'll start putting in a tempo run on Wednesdays. So it'll go 3 miles on Sunday, 3 miles on Tuesday, 3 miles at a tempo pace Wednesday, 3 miles on Thursday, and then a long run on Saturday. And again, a long run right now is 5 miles or more. So, and we'd like to get up to a 10-mile run prior to Savannah. That will get me past the 9.3 I need to do for my 15K. So, anyway. Oh, what else? Well, baseball continues. Right now, it looks like it may end up being Texas Rangers and the Philadelphia Phillies. So, I'll just let you know right now, if Philadelphia is involved, I'm not. I have a serious dislike for that city. So, I wouldn't say I'm rooting for Arizona, but I would say I'm rooting against Philadelphia. So, not sure how exciting the Texas Ranger Arizona Diamondback World Series will be, though. Can't imagine that covers a lot of fans. I know I've never run into a Texas Ranger fan that lived outside of Dallas, and I've not run into a Diamondback fan that lived outside of Phoenix. Football and hockey are underway here in the States. So, there's that. Don't really follow either of those sports. So, I'm kind of in sans sportland. I suppose it's fine. Don't have cable TV, so can't watch any of the games anyway. And I'll be honest with you, I don't feel like I'm missing anything. So, anyway, but yeah, I mean, for the training that I am getting done, it's going well. Actually, almost did the turnaround for this run. And I am noticing a bit of improvement week to week, so small as it may be. Well, that's good. Got a about 100 meters to go. And we're at the turnaround and a probably about a 2-minute walk. So, there we go. Let's see what else. Well, I'm in Baltimore next week. It's our monthly team in-person meeting. Well, that's what I'll be doing on Monday. Tuesday is a bunch of meetings and whatever else I want to get done before I go on vacation. That's right. A week from today, I got 5 days of vacation. Covering 7 days, but 5 days of vacation. So huzzah. It's my first week off since March. Matter of fact, it was right before the JG. So in the ATL. So it's been a while. I've been busy. So really looking forward to just getting up and not going to work. Even if work is across the hall into my office. So just looking forward to that. And by the way, this week is going. We'll start running in a second here. It's gonna be a great vacation. Why do I say that? Well, it's been my history that the suckier the week before you go on vacation, particularly the suckier the day before vacation, the better that vacation is. Now, I don't think it's superstitious. I think the reality is just, if you've had a really, really bad week, you're even that much more grateful for time off. And so even maybe not so great vacations seem better because of the week you just came from. I do think there's some rationality in it. But nonetheless, we're 3 days into this week, and it's been cluster, cluster, and cluster. So, assuming that pattern continues for Thursday and Friday, I'm going to have a heck of a vacation. So, I mean, not the wreck of the Hesperus, right? I mean, obviously I did get through those days. They were a bit on the rough side. So, case in point yesterday, which is why I did not get my run in. As I worked until 5, went out to the barn, did my hour worth of barn chores, got them all squared away for the evening, came back in, and went back to work at 6. As I had another Yeah, 30, 40 minutes of stuff to finish up. So yeah, it was the longest day. But it is what it is. So, well, I think in the recording you did not hear, talked about my plans for 2024. So my plans for 2024 are, as they have been in the past 3 years, health dependent. So everything I say, take with a grain of salt. As my health hits the skids again, well, that's off the table. But right now, the only thing I have planned are 2 trips to the aforementioned ATL, Atlanta. So I'm looking at a very quick weekend trip in March for JG. I will not sign up for it until January, but right now it's on the tentative list. And it'll be one of those, I fly out Saturday, go to the expo, hang with my friends, get some sleep, get up, run a half marathon, go back to my hotel room, shower, put on clothes, go back to the airport, and get on a plane back home. Alright? It's all the time I have. I don't have time to hang out on Friday or hang over till Monday. So it'll be a Saturday, Sunday, quick out and back. And I'm looking right now at doing a similar thing on the 3rd and 4th of July for the peach tree. So this will be the 5-year anniversary since I last ran it. I ran in 2019, which was the, if I'm not mistaken, the 50th anniversary of the peach tree. So this will make 55. I was initially not going to do any sooner than multiples of 10, but after the 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023 that I've had, I'm not going to hold my breath and assume that I'm going anywhere in 2029. So I said, you know what? Multiples of 5. That sounds good. I did like that race. No plans to stay over on the 4th, though. Again, it'll be a show up on the 3rd, go to the expo, get my stuff, go back to the hotel, check in, relax a bit, find someplace interesting to go eat, get some sleep, and get up super early on the 4th of July, make my way to the MARTA to get off in Buckhead and the start of the race. And then once I'm done, make my way back to my hotel, shower, fresh clothes, back to the airport for a flight home. For 2024, I plan to be in PA on my birthday. So I did Atlanta in 2019, and that was fun. I stayed for a ball game, but I've done it. Checked it off the list. Don't need to do it again. So, and besides, won't have a ton of time. We have our last go live for the project I'm on. We'll leave. The kickoff day is the 12th of July. So, yeah, 2024. I'm looking for a nice break in August. We'll be taking a nice August holiday. Of course, as I mentioned, for those of you coming to Bird in Hand, I do hope to see you at the dinner. But that'll be it. 2 years in a row of getting sick the day after Bird in Hand. 2 years in a row too much. I'm going to pass on the Bird in Hand, and I'll just show up for the after race dinner, see how things go. And I don't know if it's the race, and I've never gotten sick of the race before, but, you know, for these last 2 years. I mean, COVID was a thing in 2021, so I didn't get it that year, but I'm also reminded that in 22 and 23, those are the only years I went to Locksley's after the race. So there is the possibility that the offender is not the race. The offender is the restaurant. So I don't know. So we're going to skip the race, do the restaurant, and see what happens. If I get sick again, you know, and sadly in 2025, we'll probably skip both. I hate getting sick. I just truly hate it. But, oh well. We'll see what we see, right? But anyway. That's the plans for next year, so nothing big. I have done some thinking about going back to St. Michael's in May and doing some things differently than I did this year, and seeing if I can't hit a half marathon PR on an extremely flat course. But again, I think that'll be a game time decision that I will make probably in April. So, but yeah, that's it. Goats are doing well. So we're into, I believe, 4 to 5 weeks for the ages of our kids. So I think hopefully by the end of this month, we can get them and their moms out to the pasture with the teenagers. So make them all one big herd. So we should be starting to nibble on solid food now, starting to stick our tongues into the water buckets that everybody else is using. So it's about this time that the babies transition from mama's milk all the time to mama's milk as a supplement and solid food and water. So, and by Thanksgiving, and then they'll all be at least 8 weeks old, if not older, and at that point they should be completely switched over to food and water, and they won't need the mom. And in the coming weeks, nature has given the nannies an internal clock. They'll actually start shoving the kids away so that they can't fully depend on them for nutrition. So, and some baby goats take that direction and run with it, and some just have an oral fixation. They have a hard time weaning. So we had a couple in the last group that were like that. That they wanted to suckle any chance they got. So we'll see. We'll see. Nicest day of the week supposed to be tomorrow. We make it into the mid to upper 60s. Another day like today on Friday evening, we get rain again into Saturday morning. So I don't know if my Saturday long run will be in the morning, afternoon, or in the evening. It's not supposed to rain all day, but we'll see. We'll see. So, alright. Well, we're almost done with this run. We're running back what used to be Cement Henge again. We've got a short bend to the right, short bend to the left, up the small hill that I was using for hill training for customized telephone pole, and that's a walk down the big hill. So there it is. I don't really think I have enough content to get us all the way to the end, so I think we'll end it here. Thanks for the download. Thanks for the follow. Thanks for the listen. And when I have something else to share, I'll share it. Until then, be well, my friends.